Paulo's girls basketball team has the finishing game that they'll have at the Gallatin basketball tournament tonight. And Paulo also has a game, I think, early next week. East Harrison is going to be early or next week for Paulo. Greg Keith is head basketball coach. Paulo started with Warwick in the first week of the season coaching. And on the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving, I know Warwick won. In the end, it was 49-20. Now, you know, they were really an elite team for the region what's been, you know, a couple years ago. Are they getting back toward that, Mark?
Yeah, I feel that they are. I think they were a 500 team, maybe around that area last year, and they returned everybody off their team from last year to this year, and they have a pretty good nucleus there with their starting five. They're pretty solid, and they work really well together. And so, you know, we had a game plan going in. They didn't really press us. We turned the ball over still too much, but you know, we had a game plan going in, you know, to keep them out of the paint a little bit and force them to hit some outside shots. And they had one girl that, one of their big girls that really couldn't miss in the mid-range and perimeter. So that really hurt us. That and turnovers really hurt us in that game to kind of extend that spread the way it was, almost a 30-point ending.
Okay, came back with the Gallatin tournament, though, and there, you know, because of the seeding, and who knows, you know, particularly this year, I'll bet the seeding was pretty difficult because of turnover of roster, maybe one new team, you know, several different factors. Anyway, nonetheless, you got seeded against the top-ranked team, and what I assume has been at least the team that's impressed the most so far in the tournament with Trenton. And there's a team that it's kind of pick your poison. They look like they're stacked.
Right, and that's kind of what we went in with the mindset again, just trying to take away at least one of their keys and just trying to keep them out of the paint as much as we could. They're not really they're not known to be a pressing team, but we just kind of assumed that they would press us. That's kind of what happened with us last year. Teams that don't typically press would press us, so that was the case for Trenton. They came out and they gave us fits with their pressure, you know, caused us to turn the ball over quite a bit, and some were even unforced, so that was, you know, unfortunate. We're struggling right now trying to find ways to score. Struggled there in the first quarter, and then there in the second, really, I felt, got them in some foul trouble and forced them to their bench, and so we kind of put the pressure on them right back and forced them into some turnovers and closed the gap a little bit going into halftime. We were only down 10 at half, and then just, you know, it was kind of a little more of the same there in the third quarter as it was in the first, and, you know, their main crew of talent kind of put it to us there in the third quarter and extended that lead back up, and it was just too much to, you know, try to come back from there in the fourth. So, you know, the girls, we play hard there the fourth quarter, but we've got to just get better against those caliber of teams, you know, and shoring up the little things, because the little things can make a big difference, especially against opponents of that nature.
All right, next up was Gilman City, and they are on the other side, where the last 2 years they've had plenty of experience. Experience has been probably their strength. That can't be said this year. They're just a different team. And there, I know Coach Clark felt that, you know, one of the big advantages that Paulo had, or something, I guess, that Gilman City had to deal with, was the fact that you were able to get them sped up.
You know, we want to press this year, you know, regardless of the opponent. So we came out and in a zone press and for the most part did okay with it. It was just whenever they got in the half court, we didn't do a good job of recognizing in our zone where Burroughs was, and she kind of ate us alive there in the first half. And so we switched things up and matched up in the second half, and I think we were down by six going into halftime, and so we switched some things up, put a little more pressure on her and held her to just two field goals there in the second half. So, I mean, she's obviously the key to their team. If you can stop her, you're going to give yourself a pretty good chance. And that's something we didn't do in the first half, and we did a lot better job of in the second half. And then, you know, kind of extended that lead a little bit there in the third quarter and kind of into the fourth, and that was enough to kind of seal it there at the end.
Well, if you're going to try to go ahead and do what you do, particularly defensively, I guess I'm talking about pressing, and you're going to do it regardless of caliber, did you have any effectiveness in that regard against the first couple teams you played?
A little bit. Not so much in the first game, but against Trenton, I think they had, you know, I'm sure Coach Upton probably think they played a pretty sloppy game. We forced them into 25 turnovers. So, you know, for them, that's probably a pretty high number for them that they're not accustomed to. So I thought that, you know, we did a good job as far as that goes, but we had, you know, 10 plus more than that than they did. So that really doesn't counter much whenever if you turn the other team over and then you get the ball right back and then you turn it over on the same slot. So, you know, defensively I feel like we're getting some turnovers. It's just we're not really taking advantage of those situations when we do turn the ball over, and that's something that we have to shore up on the offensive end. And I think that'll just get better as the season goes. So I'm not hopefully not overly concerned with that aspect of the game.
And that's Greg Heath. He's the head basketball coach at Polo.